You are my beloved. To be loved, to be beloved, to be the center of affection, to take on the responsibility of loving someone in the same fashion, if not better, than they love you. The weight and responsibility of being loved is often taken for granted. And so we resort to just taking. But what does it look like from over there? What does it look like from the other side? What's the experience of the other? It's ironic that this year Lent begins on Valentine's Day. What if one gives up chocolate on the very day that chocolates are expected? Now that's a dilemma. How can you sacrifice and celebrate at the same time? Actually, if sacrifice is performed in the proper spirit, it can be a form of celebration. If sacrifice is performed in a certain mindset, in a certain context, it can be a celebration. But that's a juicy topic. We'll reserve that for another time. In the wake of Valentine's Day, it's interesting to see how much of the magic of that day is still around. Here we are a few days later, and is it still there? Is it still magical? Or has it faded? Is Valentine's Day what an old dear friend used to call a Hallmark holiday, intended to sell cards and candy, or is it something that has a deeper meaning? There's more money spent on chocolate and roses for this day than any other time of the year. What does it mean, though, to be at the center of another's love? What's that responsibility? What is inherent in being the focus of love? But in the spirit of honoring all, meaning Valentine's Day, Lent, and the clash that it may represent, what does it mean? What are the priorities in terms of who goes first, chocolate or what one might be giving up as a sacrifice? And I'm sure some folks may have given up something else rather than give up chocolate. But what's the balance? What's the real point? What is the sacrifice regarding Lent? And where is love in all of this? Well, when we look at Scripture, the Scripture that's been assigned for today, one of the references comes out of the book of Mark. Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. And in that passage, they talk about the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist, and how it's the beginning of his ministry and what it means, and basically laying the groundwork for Jesus' work. And that passage winds up by citing the words of Spirit, the words of God, as being, "This is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased." Well, that causes one to think, well, what does it mean to be beloved? What does it mean to hold in that space? And in different references, the definition of beloved or beloved, as some say, it means different things and it has a slightly different flavor depending on the source. In the Message version of the Bible, it describes beloved as chosen and marked by my love and pride of my life. That's a parental definition of beloved. But I found another definition that was quite interesting. And it's extensive. And it reads like this. It describes beloved as one who is much adored, treasured, the one whom you affectionately love unconditionally, that in the strongest terms receives your devotion. One who is loved without any limitations. And having belief in faithfully knowing and cherishing that you and your dearest have certainty in having an unquestioning, sincere assurance of, in trusting, faithful, confident, devotion, dedicating, loyal, committing, affectionate, endearing, and truest of love in one another that is constant, unchanging, unconditional, unwavering, unwearying, and it's a love so sincerely special, true, and genuine that it is the purest of love. Beloved, you are the beloved child of God. What does that mean in terms of living up to that love and that responsibility? In so many life situations, we just take the love and run. Sometimes we take the time to say thank you for your love, or me too. For many, it isn't even verbalized. It's often reduced to hashtag me too, with the number two. In these times of challenging conditions, there are reactions to the violence, to the killing, reactions to the hate that results in demonstrations. People are coming together to demonstrate against these offenses. On this day, I invite you, my beloved, to demonstrate your acceptance of being loved unconditionally by God. Demonstrate, my beloved, that you are aware of having been chosen to be the recipient of God's grace. I invite you to demonstrate how loved you are so that people will see you are a recipient of God's grace. Long before they are able to hear you utter a single word, they know that you are a child who is beloved by God. That type of demonstration is a reflection of one who is truly, truly beloved. Yes, you are beloved. God bless.